here at the 2018 CUNA GAC in a place called Washington, D.C. Yep. And it's a lovely day outside, right, Tony?
It is. It is. A little chilly, but it's very beautiful.
Exactly. At least the sun is shining.
Yeah.
We are here with CU Direct's Tony Patel. How are you?
Very good. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you.
Great to visit with you.
We're kind of seeing each other all over the planet these days.
We
do.
Whether it's in Ireland or in foreign countries, and sometimes in a lot of different states. So,
indeed. Yeah. Well, it's always good to see you. You guys are doing a great job at CU Direct. I mean, I hear nothing but these great, shining reports about auto lending and how you guys are kind of pushing that whole thing. So good job.
We're trying. We're trying to help credit unions make more loans and improve their efficiencies.
Well, I mean, the lending has just been off the charts the last, 3-4 years now? And how can this trend keep going, Tony? How can it go?
I think what is, going to require it to keep going is that credit unions need to stay in the game. Yeah. I think the downturn, the recession really hit a lot of financial institutions. Credit unions really kind of lagged. I mean, they were in the game for a while, and then they left for a long time, marketplace, and the banks got back in. And now we're... the banks have pulled back from some of the subprime lending, which credit unions effectively didn't do a whole lot of.
Yeah.
But now the credit unions are winning in the prime space in particular. And a little bit, as you go down the credit tier, they're winning the business. And I think they have a great, core competency in working with dealers and how they are effectively, representing, a good financial institution in their communities. And dealers like to work with, local financial institutions,
not these
national banks. I mean, I think that's it. We're seeing one in every four loans are going to credit unions today.
Really? So, that's encouraging.
For auto lending. So that's a huge market. It's the best it's ever been.
Is that nationwide or local? Okay.
Well, some states are better than others. There's some states that are over 50% of all auto loans go to credit unions. There's about five states like that. So
is one of them Michigan?
It is not.
Oh.
Michigan is a big leasing state, amazingly. And I think it's because of the captives and all that.
Okay.
But they're close. I mean, they're up there. They're in the 30 higher 30% range.
Okay.
So they're doing better than the average, I guess you could say. But Oregon, Washington, Utah are all huge credit union states, and just doing a great job in auto lending.
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, each year we say, well, it's got to plateau at some point, but it doesn't really. It's still it's not as good as saying it wasn't as good is like an understatement, because
the denominator is growing, and so your percentage growth is getting limited somewhat, because the denominator has gotten big for us to be able to have that same kind of percentage growth every year. But we had 16% growth in our from the year before, and
awesome.
How many loans have been funded? We funded 1.8 million loans last year for $39 billion. So
goodness,
it's a good, and I see this year starting off very strong.
Same way.
And credit unions are continuing to stay in the game, and I think, like I said, it's just really about kind of honing in on all their all their systems, and making sure that they're tightening up on what they can do from efficiency standpoint, mitigating their risk, and keeping an eye on the kind of loans they're making. And I think it's just kind of keep it going. There really isn't any big things that I'm seeing as a risk, a high risk. There is a bit of credit unions that are in the new car sector, in order to compete with leasing. We're seeing that loans are a little bit longer than they used to be.
72 months,
months is kind of the average.
What's the next one? 90 years? Do they go that far?
A small percentage, 1 or 2% of the loans maybe be 96 months.
Okay, that's really extreme.
Yeah.
That's like getting a mortgage.
That isn't happening a whole lot. But I think there is a little bit of. It's all high FICO score stuff, though, so we're not seeing that these are going to be ones that you're going to be really concerned with. But it is creating maybe some negative equity, because the turn time on how long people hold cars is still the same. They're still holding cars for maybe 3 years, and they get a new one. So the loan's going out longer, so you do hit negative equity with that.
Yeah.
So you do have to kind of look at how that's going to all play out as we go along.
That's interesting.
As we continue to see people. Get new cars.
Yeah, because we want the newest thing out there. But getting like a 60-month loan, and then and then you want to trade it in. I guess there's like a rollover effect or something there.
There is. You're moving that again. If you're not moving to positive, positive equity at that point, you have negative equity.
Right.
You actually don't. The car isn't as worth as much as the loan is on it. So you do have that that issue going on.
It's a little bit of a burden there.
It is. People, it's all this new technology. People seem to want to. It's not, cars still have the same four wheels and still get you a place, but they all want to have the new technology to get you to new bling, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah. I like my 4Runner. It gets me where I want to go. Gets me to the beach and back. I'm good with that.
You're unique.
I love it. I love it. So, hey, so what do credit unions need to be on the lookout for to ensure success in this competitive and even a digital arena that we're in today? What do they need to do here to keep the ball rolling?
Again, I think they're doing a great job, but I do think there is a lot of opportunity to get better. You know, and I think the areas to get better in is that, you know, we've been really pushing credit unions to get, you know, an approval quicker than they're doing, because a lot of times the approvals, a big percentage of the approvals take 30 minutes to 3 hours to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And in some cases, the dealers know the credit unions, and they will wait for them to get to that approval.
Mm-hmm.
But in today's world, it's so competitive, and somebody else is making that approval.
Yeah,
so we're really
yeah.
trying to, you know, there's a lot of technology out there. We have the capabilities to help credit unions get to yes faster.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been our thing. We've moved from 7% just like 4 or 5 years ago of automated approvals. You know, as soon as you put in the application, you get approved.
Right.
To now in about the mid-20s is where we're at with automated approvals. So we'd like to see our automated decisions. You know, you could say yes or no, but most of the time it is yes. And I think the goal I'd like to see is really get us to 50%. You know, we're getting automated decisions. And there's some credit unions in the 60-70%
mm-hmm.
range, by the
mm-hmm.
way. So some are doing a very good job of this. But overall, it's still something I think we can improve on, because that is really going to help, you know, the members being able to get an answer quickly, the dealer getting an answer quickly, and you have a much higher percentage chance of getting the loan if you say yes faster. So I'd say that would be one thing to focus on. And then all the back office efficiencies too. You know, we're building a lot of technology now using machine learning and AI, and trying to figure out, you know, how to, you know, there's a lot of back office stare and compare to make sure the deals all match up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're trying to automate that for credit unions.
Okay.
We actually got a pilot going in this week to use some OCR and ADR mm-hmm, type technology
mm-hmm.
To sort the documents and make it easier for your processing team to get through these loans.
Is this happening in your innovation lab?
It is. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
It's one of the first big things we brought out of that. And again, we just brought it into beta testing
mm-hmm.
this week, and we're expecting at least a 25% improvement in what it costs on normally to process these loans.
Yeah.
And probably get to 50% here as we move through it. So
Man.
It's a very, you know, efficiency, you know, that back office efficiency is something I think credit unions need to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
We need to scale as best we can
mm-hmm.
in the world we're in. And you know, everyone else is going to be doing it too. So you got to, you know, it's a competitive landscape.
No doubt. If you're not going digital, you're going to be left in the dust.
That's true.
What I hear.
That is
so,
true.
Yeah. Are there any other lending technologies you guys are working on in the innovation lab, or?
You know, we're spending a lot of time with, you know, how we can help credit unions, you know, get that decisioning done faster. So we're using a lot of this machine learning. So we know what all these decisions are with a lot of credit unions. They
mm-hmm.
we know, because we see all the data. So
mm-hmm.
we know how they got to yes. And then we're comparing it against how those loans are performing. So we can actually create the same kind of attributes that they're
mm-hmm.
decisioning on, and be able to share that with other credit unions to say, you know, this has a, you know, 96% chance of, if you use these kinds of things, this will, you will have a very high percentage chance of it being approved as well as performing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
you know, so it's using that kind of, that kind of technology that's available today
mm-hmm.
to really implement it in a way that will create a high value proposition for credit unions.
How close are we to a consumer walking on the lot, or a member in this instance, and pressing a button on their phone? I want that car. Boom.
You can
drive it off.
You can do it today.
Really?
It's just really getting, you know, again, it's getting that all dialed in. It's definitely done. You know, and really what's happening today is you're seeing that there's just sort of like this, you know, for your good members, you know, for that, you know, 90% of your members, really, you can have almost, you know, you always have an approval waiting.
Mm-hmm.
And really, it's just about, you know, transacting at the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So they always know that they're approved, is
right.
what a lot of credit unions
okay.
are kind of, you know, that's their quest, is to
right.
try to keep that member always in the know that you have an auto loan approval.
Mm-hmm.
And then just making it available in our 15,000 dealers that they can transact at any one of them
that
loan.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
So neat. Last question for you, because I know you got a busy schedule here. I'm kind of asking everybody, like, what do you want to take away from the GAC this year? What did you want to achieve here and then take back to CU Direct? Is there anything in particular that you wanted to learn? Or?
You know, it's been a great networking opportunity. I got to be on a panel yesterday about this whole blockchain thing. It was
kind of an
interesting thing. And John Ainsworth is the new CEO of CU Ledger,
mm-hmm.
and we're involved in that. And I think I think the big thing that we really focus on is that exploit and explore approach to business, and try to really, you know, we Cuddle's working well, a lot of our products are working really well, but we don't think that's, you know, that's the way it's always going to be, right? So we're always looking at new things. This blockchain technology, I think, is something that we need to continue to explore and see what kind of value propositions we can get out of it, what kind of applications that we can apply to our business. And I think there's a few of them with identity and some participation lending that we're working on. But it's been a good networking opportunity. Yeah. We've had great activity at our booth. It's been, you know,
you have a cool booth, by the way. It looks really good this year.
Come on by. It's really been
can't miss it.
Yeah. It's been pretty active over there, so right, it's been a good conference.
Okay, well, good. That's a great message to end on, Tony.
All right.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure. Thanks. Keep up the good work, man. You guys are just.